Chapter 11, Evaluation, Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to define evaluation, explain why it is important to evaluate teaching, list four methods of evaluating biblical teaching, identify reasons for problems in the teacher-learner situation, recognize problems as opportunities instead of obstacles. Key verse, Philippians 1:10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Introduction. You have learned how to set objectives, plan, and teach a biblical lesson using various methods. But how do you know if your teaching is effective? How do you know if spiritual objectives are met and the lives of those you teach experience help and change? The answer to these questions is found in evaluation. Evaluation is the process of carefully examining something. When you evaluate your teaching, you carefully examine results to see if your ministry is effective. It is important that you evaluate your teaching if you are to improve the gift God has given you. Paul said you are to develop your judgment. Philippians 1:10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. The basis of evaluation. Evaluation in biblical teaching is based on the following. Objectives. You can evaluate teaching in terms of objectives. Were the objectives set achieved by the student? You should state objectives that are measurable so you can tell if they are achieved. Jesus set objectives for his disciples and evaluated the results of their learning experience. Mark 6, 7, and 30. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Testing. A test is an examination which determines if a student has learned what has been taught. God teaches and tests us through life experiences. Jesus evaluated his disciples through testing, John 6, 5 and 6. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Formal tests must be written, such as the self-tests in this manual. They may also be oral, where questions are asked verbally and students respond verbally. Informal testing occurs when students confront real life and ministry problems. How students respond in these situations is more important than their response to formal testing. Response. Teaching is also evaluated by the response of students. Were the students attentive to the lesson? Did they respond to the appeal given by the teacher? For example, if the call was for salvation, did the unsaved respond? If the call was for healing or baptism in the Holy Spirit, was there a response from students? Is spiritual growth evidence in response to teaching? Remember, spiritual growth is not measured by what a student hears, but by what he does about what he hears. Teacher performance. The performance of the teacher is also part of the evaluation process. Use the checklist in For Further Study section of this lesson to evaluate your teaching. Analyzing problems. Don't be discouraged if evaluation reveals problems in your teaching. Identifying problems provides opportunity for you to correct them. Even Jesus experienced problems with his teachers in the teacher-learning relationship. Consider the following. Read Luke 9, 54 to 56. When James and John saw Jesus rejected, they wanted to call down fire from heaven and consume the people. They had totally missed the message of Jesus, who said in Luke 9, 56, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. When Jesus began to teach that he must die for the sins of mankind, Peter rebuked him. Jesus had to correct him. Mark 8:31-33. Even though Jesus had authority to cast out devils, the disciples failed in ministering to a demon-possessed child. Mark 9:13-28. Read Mark 10:35-45. James and John asked Jesus if they might sit by him in his coming kingdom. The rest of the disciples were displeased with James and John when they heard this. All of them had missed the message Jesus taught. Mark 10:43-45. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The disciples slept in the hour of Christ's greatest need, and when he had asked them to pray, Mark 14:32-42. One disciple betrayed Jesus, one denied him, and the remainder fled when he was arrested, Mark 14:43-72. The rich young ruler rejected the call of Jesus to discipleship, Mark 10:17-22. Since Jesus was without sin, problems in his teacher-learning relationship did not rest with him. The problem was with the students. God does not fail. His word does not fail. Jesus does not fail. When there are problems in our teacher-learner situations, there are only two areas to examine. The problem either rests with the teacher or with the learner. Here are some common reasons for problems in teacher-learner situations. The teacher, objectives not set. None were set, so none were met. Improper audience analysis. The teacher did not relate to the students at the proper cultural, educational, or spiritual level. Lack of proper preparation. Insufficient time was given to lesson development. Lack of prayer. Insufficient prayer time for students and the lesson. Improper methods. The methods were not suitable for the lesson taught, the age group, or the culture. The methods did not keep the attention of the audience. Discipline. Proper discipline was not maintained, and the students could not concentrate on the lesson. Improper preparation. The teacher talked too fast, too slow, not loud enough to be heard, or there were communication barriers. The student. Unbelief. Jesus could not effectively minister in his own city because of the unbelief of the audience. Matthew 13:58. The seed of the word of God did not fall on good ground. Read the parable of the sower in Matthew 13:1-9 and 18-23. Satan snatched the word away. It withered when trials came or the cares of the world caused it to die. Inattention. The student did not pay attention because of the distractions or discipline problems. They allowed Satan to snatch the word from the good soil of their hearts. Matthew 13:19. Refusal to respond. The student did not become a doer of the word. He heard the word and did not reject the word itself, but refused to put it into practice in his life. Review James 1:22-25. This was the problem of the rich young ruler who refused the Lord's call to discipleship. Mark 10:17-22. Rejection of the message. The student rejected the message. This was the problem when some disciples of Jesus turned back from following him. John 6:53-66. Using problems. Do not be discouraged by problems in the teaching situation. Use them as opportunities to learn and improve your teaching tactics. Problems can be corrected through prayer and change. The teacher can change to correct some problems. Students can change to correct others. Jesus did not give up on his disciples. He did not become discouraged by their faults and failures. He saw them as what they could become when they allowed the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. In the end, they proved worthy of this confidence. In the book of Acts, we find these doubting, fearful, denying men emerging as the great leaders of the first church. You can view problems as either opportunities or obstacles. If you consider problems as obstacles, you will become discouraged and quit. If you consider them as opportunities, you will grow spiritually and improve your skills in biblical teaching.